The Metro Council has voted to block a gas pipeline compressor from being built in rural Jolton in northeastern Davidson County, but WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports the council doesn't have the final say.
The possibility of large turbine engines used to push gas through old pipelines caused this fight. On one side, Jolton residents warned of noise, pollution, or potential explosions near their homes, farms, and even an animal sanctuary. That argument convinced the council to vote against the project by restricting where gas compressors can locate. But the pipeline company, Kinder Morgan, pushed back in recent weeks with newspaper ads and mailings to homes. They touted safety and job creation and said the political maneuver in Jolton could just shift the pipeline elsewhere in the county. Councilman Linnell Matthews, who led opposition, told his fellow council members that the company's tactics were sickening.
You're voting for everyone in this county when you vote for this. And you close the door to companies that want to come in and just do whatever they want to within Nashville without talking to community or people within this city.
Federal regulators will ultimately decide, and their rules trump the Metro Council. Dozens of Jolton residents, like farmer Lori Burkhead, have already been writing opposition letters, and they say they don't plan to stop.
This truly is a first step. We've got a long ways to go, but this is not a local issue. We all think this is just about local zoning. It's not. It is a much bigger picture.
Federal approval is not guaranteed for such a large project, which also spans into Kentucky and West Virginia. The same company has faced resistance for another pipeline in New York, and other gas companies are navigating battles in Massachusetts and Virginia. Officials here studied those situations. Now they say the council's vote against this project sends a message that could be heard nationwide. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.